ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Democrats and Republicans continue to blame one another for the government shutdown. Senator Cory Booker, a New Jersey Democrat, told ABC's This Week.
Donald Trump literally has said it's the president's responsibility to bring the parties together and negotiate a way through. This is a failure in leadership.
President Trump blamed Democrats as he departed the White House en route to Norfolk, Virginia for the Navy's 250th birthday celebration. He also criticized an order from a federal judge in Oregon who temporarily blocked his plan to send federal troops to Portland. The judge said the decision to do so without the approval of the state's governor failed to meet the high bar required. Homeland Security says two people were arrested after a clash in Chicago with border agents Saturday. One of the two arrested shot and wounded by agents. Authorities say she tried to ram them with her vehicle. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio says this is the closest we've come to getting hostages released ahead of tomorrow's talks in Egypt. This is ABC News. Today marks a week since the attack on a Mormon church in Michigan that left four people dead, and leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints encourage members to confront hate with love and forgiveness at their twice-yearly meeting. Dallin Oaks, who's expected to become the new president, said,
"Peacemaking requires courage and compromise, but does not require sacrifice of principle. Peacemaking is to lead with an open heart, not a closed mind."
West Coast drivers are watching gas prices after Thursday's fire at a Chevron refinery in Southern California, says ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Experts are expecting a price increase in gas. One analyst saying West Coast drivers could see a 5 to 15 cent jump in the coming days. Now, as for the extent of that price hike, experts say it will depend on the habits of California drivers. If there's a run on gas, prices will go up rapidly just because of natural supply and demand.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is partly cloudy and 77 degrees at 12:03. Sunny, breezy, and summer-like again tonight, or today, I should say, near record highs, high 85, winds south at 10 to 20, gusting to 30. Increasing clouds tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, low 56. Winds will be south 5 to 15 with gusts up to 25. And morning showers and cloudy tomorrow, much cooler with a high of 66. Once again, currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 15 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 77 degrees.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Today is Sunday, October 5th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are now accepting applications for the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program. The program seeks to provide funding for nonprofit food assistance organizations to purchase food from Wisconsin producers and processors. $10 million of funding was allocated to continue the program in the new biennial state budget. Applications to receive a portion of the $5 million in funding available this year will be accepted until November 5th. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create a statewide registry for Parkinson's disease. The registry would be established through the Department of Population Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and include annual reports on the prevalence of the neurological disease. The hope is increased tracking of Parkinson's could help researchers identify potential contributing factors like environmental conditions. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation that would allow academic institutions to face legal consequences for free speech violations on campus. Among the potential consequences public universities could face are 2 year tuition freezes, legal damages, and a requirement to state their free speech violation on admission documents for the next 4 years. The universities would also be required to provide annual instruction on the First Amendment and conduct surveys on academic freedom and political biases every 2 years. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit against action taken by the federal government. According to the press release, the lawsuit seeks to block new restrictions on federal funding meant to support victims of domestic violence and other crimes that were imposed by the U.S. Department of Justice. The coalition is challenging a restriction that would require crime victims to be screened for their immigration status before they could receive the legal services that may be available under the Victim of Crime Act. An important milestone at Wisconsin's troubled youth corrections facilities. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections announced Thursday that it has reached full compliance with 50 orders placed by the federal government on the Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Cooper Lake School for Girls. The order stems from a 2015 raid and investigation at the Lincoln County facility that showed widespread abuse and lack of supervision. A subsequent judgment against the state resulted in the court orders and $25 million in fines. Governor Tony Evers has made closure of Lincoln Hills Cooper Lake one of his top goals since taking office. The process to open a new youth correction site in southeast Wisconsin continues. Fall has just begun, and the American Red Cross urges you to mark the season with a life-saving blood or platelet donation to help keep the blood supply strong. Donors of all blood types especially are needed. Many daily routine shifts as the seasons change, but blood and platelet donations must remain top of mind. Fall into donating blood or platelets now. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. A blood drive will also be held on Wednesday from 9 to 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. Make an appointment to give any blood drive now by visiting or to give at any blood drive now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood donor app. The Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 reminds parents and teachers to encourage students in 6th through 8th grade to enter an essay in the Patriot's Pen competition and high school students to enter the Voice of Democracy for Youth scholarship opportunities. The VFW is dedicated to promoting patriotism and investing in the future generation. If you are a democracy-loving high school student interested in a $35,000 college scholarship or a patriotic middle school student interested in winning $5,000, these scholarships may be for you. The theme for the essay this year for Patriot's Pen and Voice of Democracy is the same. How are you showing patriotism and support for our country? All entries are due by October 31st to local VFW Post 2267. All details along with entry requirements can be found at vfw.org/community/youth-and/education/youth-scholarships. All inquiries can be directed to Margie Freeman at 608-647-4884. UW-Madison alumni and supporters once again have the chance to fill the campus with yard flamingos. The annual Fill the Hill is a fundraiser for the Alumni Association and Wisconsin Foundation and sees flocks of pink plastic birds filling up the grass on Bascom Hill. Every donation to the school next week, Thursday, will mean another bird on the hill, its size depending on the amount donated. The event dates back to 2013 but is in commemoration of a 1979 student prank that saw over 1,000 flamingos planted overnight on Bascom Hill. Find out more online at uwflamingos.com. A Midwest grocery staple is expanding to Wausau. Des Moines-based Hy-Vee has purchased the Crossroads Country Market in Wausau and will convert the location into their 10th Wisconsin location just in time for Thanksgiving. The deal was announced on Tuesday. Hy-Vee will close the store on November 11th for remodeling. The store will reopen 1 week later as a full-fledged Hy-Vee. All 130 current county market employees will be offered jobs at the new store. The purchase also included the nearby Circle K convenience store, which will reopen as Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh. The chain already operates stores in Green Bay, Eau Claire, and the Madison areas. WRCO News Time is 12:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 77 degrees at 12:13. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Burnham & Scott Produce Store was located at 175 East Court Street, Richland Center. A picture, circa 1911, showing several gentlemen located outside the storefront. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to MPL.org digital collection, at the Richland County History Room, ID number 12381. From her book, Richland Center, Wisconsin, A History, by Margaret Helen Scott, considered to be the most notable local resource for that. Here is some excerpted history from Margaret Helen Scott's research about the store of Burnham and Scott. On page 70, Burnham and Logan moved their old building to the north of Tom's Furniture Store in 1889. O.J. Burnham erected a new brick building on Court Street that in a short time was to house the produce firm of Burnham and Scott. Then she writes on page 98, buyers of farm products, Burnham and Scott, Creamery, a buyer of eggs, chickens, and turkeys. Providing a background to that on page 129. Burnham and Scott, who had their produce store on Court Street in the summer of 1902, purchased from Bert Ritten for $5,183.33 five skimming stations in the county and land and equipment for a creamery on Block 85 down by the river. That would be located between Union and First Streets. Now on page 144, Ms. Scott identifies. In 1903, the newly organized YMCA moved into rooms above the Burnham and Scott store where they had been reading rooms and a gymnasium. Page 157 goes on to cover. In 1910, Burnham and Scott moved their creamery from the northern part of town by the river to the business area in connection with their produce store and cold storage. In March, they advertised that their new equipment included churns, a wizard agitator, and pasteurizers. The poultry business continued, and it included what would be kept to mainly give a work crew, and the egg business, that was well on slack. Both butter and eggs were kept in the storage and sold in large shipments when the market appeared to be favorable. In January 1911, 600 cases of eggs went on one shipment to Chicago. For years, John T. Scott was the sole owner. When he died in 1918, he had been in the poultry, butter, and egg business in Richland Center for 34 years. Joe Swoboda and Orla Campbell were among the longest and most faithful workers. Mr. Campbell purchased the creamy store in the spring of 1919. Finally, Ms. Scott writes, in 1931, the Brucken brothers took over the O.J. Campbell Uptown Creamery, formerly Burnham and Scott, which had been in the hands of Scheiman Brothers of Milwaukee for a few years. From 1931 to 1936, Mr. Campbell and Fran Frisky were in the produce business in the Crosscup property at the corner of Seminary and Main Streets. Mr. Frisky would drive regularly with a produce truck to Chicago. 175 East Court Street is where Nelson Photography was formerly located. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Mayor Laverne Hardy.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCO News time is 12:18. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidtwoodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidtwoodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Today is Sunday, October 5th. Roger McCulloch, 92, of Blue River, formerly of Steuben, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Blue River United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Gaze Mills Cemetery. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 9 until the time of the service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Roger McCulloch is survived by 3 children, Barb and Wally Reichman, Rita and Matt Cox, and Carl and Kathy McCulloch. 11 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, brother Greg and Pat McCulloch, special friend Joyce Wedge, brother-in-law Francis and Mary Walters, and sister-in-law Lucille Walters, and many nieces and nephews. Roger McCulloch, 92 of Blue River, formerly of Steuben. Michael Mike Anderson, 60 of rural Muscadet, died Monday at home. Memorial services will be held tomorrow at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of the service at 3. Mike Anderson is survived by his mother, Sherry Anderson of rural Muscadet, 2 sisters, Brenda and Dan Cupp of Richland Center, and Amy and Brian Schaff of Oklahoma. Nieces and nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, aunts and uncles, and special friend Stephen Kovars. Michael Mike Anderson, 60, of rural Muscadet. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in St. Paul Lutheran Cemetery near Hill Point. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Dwayne Fralick is survived by his sister, Meredith, brother, Bill, and his nieces and nephews. His care providers, Ed, Colleen, and Leah Uhlenhaek. Dwayne C. Fralick, age 83. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died September 24th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Joyce Montgomery is survived by 3 children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen and Sandra McQuillan Montgomery of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. 4 step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 6, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Donna Nicholson is survived by her husband, Junior, her children, Lori and David Burkhalter of Lake Delton, Randy Parker of Ithaca, and Sherry and Kevin Hauser of Baraboo. 4 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a sister, Mary Ann and Norman Parker, a brother, Dick and Dolly Piasecki, sisters-in-law, Patricia and Butch Rolfe, and Karen Hankey, brother-in-law, Jerry and Lisa Nicholson, and many nieces and nephews. Donna B. Piasecki Parker Nicholson, 88, of Richland Center. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Sunday, October 19th, at 1 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call at the church Sunday, October 19th, from noon until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband, Lonnie, son, Jeffrey Krieger, daughters, Jennifer and David Atkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, 2 grandsons, 1 granddaughter, 3 brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many nieces and nephews. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center, died September 26 following a courageous battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to your local community animal shelter. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Georgia McMillan is survived by her husband, Theodore, 2 stepchildren, Kristen McMillan of Elkhorn, and Thomas and Stacy McMillan of Haverstraw, 2 grandchildren, sisters, Vicki and Mike Flutstad of Plover, and Don and Rick Miller of Rockford, Illinois, a brother, Alan and Nancy Deshimaker of Freeport, Illinois, a niece and nephew, and great-nieces. Georgia Lynn McMillan, 76, of Richland Center.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Happy Sunday to you. This is meteorologist Tony DeGrand for WRCO. Today could be the third day in a row where we break a record high for temperatures and end our summer-like heat. On Friday, we broke a record with a high of 89 degrees. On Saturday, we broke a record with a high of 88 degrees. The record high temperature for Sunday is 85 degrees, set back in 2007, and our forecasted high temperature is pretty close to that. So look for another record-breaking day for your Sunday. This summer-like heat will come to an end as a cold front comes in later on this afternoon. That'll bring in some clouds and also a chance for some showers and some thunderstorms. Those thunderstorms could continue into early Monday, but rain chances continue all the way through Monday night. Tuesday, looking at dry conditions. Dry conditions will continue for Wednesday. As the skies clear up and the temperatures cool off, there's also a chance for some patchy frost Tuesday night and also Wednesday night. Our next system arrives for Thursday evening, giving us our next chance for some rain. Forecast details today, high of 85 degrees, a south wind at 10 to 20, gusting up to around 30. Overnight tonight, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely, and a low of 56. On Monday, morning showers with cloudy conditions, temperatures much cooler but seasonable and a high of 66 degrees. On Monday night, we'll see lingering rain chances into the overnight hours, then gradually clearing into Tuesday morning, low Monday night around 47 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly sunny and seasonable, a high of 66, a north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, we'll start with some frosty conditions, otherwise just another decent day, high of 68 degrees and a low around 39. On Thursday, some patchy morning frost to start the day with increasing cloudiness throughout the day, a slight chance of rain showers later on the day on Thursday with a high of 69. On Friday, some sprinkles early in the day, but then becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon and a high of 72. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGrand.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's partly cloudy and 77 degrees after a morning low of 59. Yesterday's high was 86 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1992 is 86 degrees with a record low of 23 set back in 1952. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:36. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:04. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 8 to 10 miles per hour. We have received gusts up to about 17 miles per hour right here at the radio station. And our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
There's a snap from center, and the QB is back to throw. Plants throws it near side, picked off by the Bulldogs, and it's going to be a pick six. Quintus Banker takes it all the way back to the house, and the Bulldogs score. 30-yard interception return for a touchdown, and the Bulldogs jump up 12-0.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. And you just heard a highlight. Mr. Phil Nee was on the call for that play. And that was from the Ithaca versus Royal homecoming game yesterday. Coming up, we'll have a report from Phil on what happened during that game yesterday. Also, coming up, we'll let you know how the Brewers did in the Game 1 of the National League Division Series playoff.
All-American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All-American Do-It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
And as I mentioned, it was Saturday homecoming football action when Ithaca took on Royal. With a report on that game, here's Phil Nee.
The Ithaca Bulldogs enjoyed a homecoming win over the visiting Royal Panthers 20-0 on Saturday afternoon. The game was an important one for two teams that were tied with the same record, coming in with the WIAA playoffs coming up in a couple of weeks. Ithaca drove to the Royal 5 on their first drive before a fumble stalled the momentum. Royal was at the Ithaca 13 before a fumble was recovered by Ithaca's Isaiah Fargin. The only score of the first half happened with 1:15 left. Houston Boland capped off a Bulldog drive with a 7-yard touchdown run. When the conversion failed, it was 6-0. That score did not change until the third quarter. The Bulldogs' Quintus Banker had a pick six. The Ithaca defender intercepted a Royal pass and returned it 30 yards for a touchdown. The kick failed and it was 12-0. The final score came early in the fourth when Bulldog quarterback Keegan Jones plunged over the goal line from 1 yard out. Lineman Cody Burns came in to run the two-point conversion to make it 20-0, and that is how the game would eventually end. There were great defensive plays for Ithaca. The Bulldogs fumbled twice in the second half and Royal once. With the win, Ithaca is now 4-3 overall, 3-2 in the conference. They will play at Brookwood during the eighth week of the schedule. Royal fell to 3-4 overall and 2-3 in the league. They will face Nisida for its next game. That's a look at how it went Saturday for the Ithaca Bulldogs, 20-0 over Royal in homecoming football. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. There was also a couple other local area games that were played yesterday in high school football. North Crawford beat Highland 50-8, and it was Blackhawk Warren shutting out Pecatonica Argyle 48-0. Yesterday in high school boys soccer, River Valley beat Jefferson 2-0. It was Wisconsin Heights Barneveld over Watertown Luther Prep 2-0. Sauk Prairie defeated Sun Prairie East 2-1, and it was West Salem over Reedsburg 2-0. The Dick McKitchen Platteville Invitational was held yesterday in Platteville on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville campus, and some area teams did take part in that. And first of all, in the boys' large school division, Richland Center Ithaca took first as a team overall. The top finishers from Richland Center Ithaca included Owen Dreyer, who took first place, Clayton Lee, who took fourth, and Ryan Stadler, who took seventh place, and that was in the large division placings. Also, River Valley took 16th. Top finishers from River Valley include Mason Hamilton, who took 30th, Carl Fair, who took 79th, and Bennett Woodhouse, who took 87th place. Also, there was small schools that participated, too, in that boys' cross-country action, and Boscobel took third place. Top finishers from Boscobel include Bodie Bright taking sixth, Kipton Brown taking 14th, and Tyler Miller taking 21st. Also, going back to the large division, Clayton Lee took first in the Owen Dreyer took first in the large school, but he took second overall amongst all the teams who participated, and Clayton Lee took fifth amongst all teams as well. In girls' cross-country action at the same invitational, in the large school division, River Valley took 10th place. Molly Mace placed first. Aubrey Anlicker Molly Mace placed 18th amongst large schools. Aubrey Anlicker took 36th, and Brielle Grant took 45th. And also in the large school action, individual, it was Pearl Fretz taking 43rd place overall amongst all teams, and Molly Mace amongst all teams took 29th place. Jack Centurio went for 3-for-3 and drove in 3 runs in the first 2 innings before departing with a hamstring injury as the Milwaukee Brewers trounced the Chicago Cubs 9-3 in their NL Division Series opener. Churio became the first player to have 3 hits in the first 2 innings of a playoff game, but his availability for Monday's Game 2 is the best of 5 series is unclear. Churio, who missed a month of the regular season with a strained right hamstring, left with tightness in that hamstring after beating out a bases-loaded infield single. Shohei Ohtani has led the Dodgers to a 5-3 victory over the Phillies in Game 1 of their National League Division Series on Saturday night. Ohtani struck out 9 over 6 innings despite striking out 4 times at bat. Teoscar Hernandez hit a crucial 3-run homer to rally the Dodgers. Ohtani and Roque Sasaki made history as the first Japanese-born starter and reliever to earn a win and save in the same postseason game. Ohtani faced intense pressure from the Phillies fans but focused on pitching to secure the victory. The Dodgers have a day off before Game 2 on Monday. And in the American League Division Series yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 10-1, and the Tigers beat the Mariners 3-2. Today, there are a couple of the games being played in the, actually, they will be the American League Division Series games. At 3:08 today, it'll be the Yankees at the Blue Jays in Game 2, and also in Game 2 of their series, it'll be the Tigers at the Mariners at 7:03. And then tomorrow for playoff action, it will be the Dodgers at the Phillies at 5:08. And then the Cubs will be at the Brewers at 8:08. So the Brewers will be taking on the Cubs. Hopefully they can take that too and take a 2-0 lead. And you can hear the action of that game. It will have the broadcast of that action on WRCE tomorrow. Well, that's 107.7 and AM 1450. First pitch is 8:08 with the pregame starting at around 7:30. Another clutch playoff performance by Jack Centurio had a concerning conclusion for the outfielder and the Milwaukee Brewers after becoming the first player to collect 3 hits in the first 2 innings of a postseason game. As mentioned, Churio did leave the Milwaukee's 9-3 division series victory over the Cubs with tightness in the right hamstring. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said after Game 1 that Churio had undergone an MRI. Churio missed a month during the regular season with an injury to the same hamstring. 3-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer has been left off the Toronto Blue Jays roster for the AL Division Series against the New York Yankees. Scherzer struggled in his last 6 starts, going 1-for-3 with a 9.00 ERA. Shortstop Bo Bichette and right-hander Chris Bassitt are also out due to injuries. Toronto has included 13 pitchers with a focus on left-handers to counter the Yankees lineup. The Los Angeles Dodgers have added Clayton Kershaw to their National League Division Series against Philadelphia. Kershaw, who plans to retire after the postseason, is slated to pitch in relief. Bryce Underwood threw for a season-high 270 yards and a touchdown. Justice Haynes ran for 117 yards and 2 scores, and number 20 Michigan beat Wisconsin 24-10. The Wolverines pulled away in the second half when Underwood threw a 29-yard touchdown pass to Donovan McCauley late in the third quarter, and Haynes had his second short touchdown run early in the fourth. The Badgers opened the game with a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive that took nearly 7 minutes off the clock and didn't score again until Nathaniel Vacos kicked a 39-yard field goal late in the game. Elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, number one Ohio State beat Minnesota 42-3. UCLA upset number seven Penn State 42-37. It was Illinois over Purdue, 22nd ranked Illinois. They beat Purdue 43-27. Washington beat Maryland 24-20. It was Northwestern beating ULM 42-7, and Nebraska beat Michigan State 38-27. In state football action in the WEAC Conference, Stout beat Eau Claire 42-17. It was Oshkosh over River Falls 21-17. Platteville beat Wisconsin-Stevens Point 52-0. And Wisconsin Lacrosse beat Whitewater 23-20. The Packers have the day off today. It's their bye week, but the Packers will be back in action next week against the Cincinnati Bengals at Lambeau Field. That game will be kicking off at 3:25, and we'll be bringing the broadcast next week right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, and the pregame next week will start at around 1 o'clock. Elsewhere in the NFL, there was one game that was played today in London, and the Vikings beat the Browns 21-17. Other games that will be going on today, the games that start that have already started at around noon, include the Cowboys at the Jets, the Giants at the Saints, the Colts hosting the Raiders, the Panthers hosting the Dolphins, it will be the Broncos at the Eagles, and the Texans at the Ravens. The 3 o'clock games feature the Cardinals hosting the Titans, the Buccaneers at the Seahawks, the Lions at the Bengals, the Commanders at the Chargers, and then also tonight, for Sunday night football, I should say, the Patriots will be at the Bills. And then tomorrow for Monday night football, it will be the Chiefs at the Jaguars. The Minnesota Vikings placed center Ryan Kelly on injured reserve after he sustained his second concussion of the season in last week's loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The 10-year veteran will miss four games, including Sunday against the Cleveland Browns, so he missed that today. He's had five reported concussions this year. And Giannis Antetokounmpo has joined the Milwaukee Bucks in practice for the first time this season. He missed the first few days of training camp while recovering from COVID-19 in Greece. On Saturday, Antetokounmpo participated in non-contact work only, according to Bucks coach Doc Rivers. Antetokounmpo arrived in Miami on Friday, and the Bucks have been preparing for the preseason opener against the Heat on Monday. Antetokounmpo, entering his 13th season with Milwaukee, is a 9-time All-Star and 2-time MVP. Rivers noted that practicing without Antetokounmpo helps the team prepare for minutes when he's off the floor. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
100.9 WRCO.
Shake my body out of bed, stretch my arms up, and look out the window. Sun is rising, birds are singing, I am greeted by the gift of another new morning. And I know tonight as my head hits the pillow, I will ask myself as I look out the window.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whew, great workout, huh? Hey, do you want to grab some lunch?
I'd love to, but I'm doing one of those detoxes, so I'm only allowed to drink this green stuff all day.
Actually, I'm doing a detox too, but I don't have to drink that.
Wait, what? What detox are you on?
It's called Active Liver, and it's a natural tablet with herbs that support my liver and help me detox daily, all year long. No special diets, no prescription required, no starvation, and no, green stuff. I'm feeling amazing, sleeping better, and have so much more energy. And my digestion's never been better.
Active Liver, huh? I'm gonna pick some up right now, on our way to lunch.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver, so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, for Pete's Sake, fall funding round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
Try to ring on. It felt so good to let myself go.
nights around the sun. And every year's a little faster than the last one. Leaving boxes unchecked, some things unsaid. Yeah, we've all missed chances that we'll never get back. But I won't waste another summer. Tonight we ain't getting younger. So I say we never stop chasing that thunder. When you see a smile, better lean in and kiss it. Water is blue, better cannonball in it. Skydive over dice, this time bet on you. For me, you can fire up them horses when you feel like flying. What if tomorrow that sun just ain't rising? Right now is the time. Boss, quit the job that you hate. Take the trip you always planned before it's too late. Enjoy the ride, spend each night.